Hey, what's up, everybody? Part of the programming on Patreon, the uploaded content each week. The Lost Zane recordings, two full radio shows a week, Mondays and Fridays. I post those from the old BBL days. Long live BBL. We had a great time there, and I like reliving those moments by having these shows for you in the order that we put them out. As the kids say back in the day, the kids don't say that. Old people say that. Anyway, it's part of Patreon, patreon.com/Eric Zane. With the 10 plus hours of programming, I put it on the free podcast plus the 15 plus on the Patreon. That's a lot each week for you to check out so you're not bored at work or driving or whatever the heck it is. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. I suggest just trying it out for 1 month. See if you like it. $5 a month is all the audio. $10 a month, audio, video, live streams. You got the Patreon bonus podcast each day of the work week, Lost Zane recordings, the Insane Asylum, not to mention Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia, and the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast, which a lot of people say is the crown jewel. And I don't blame them because it's a whole lot of fun. Patreon.com/Eric Zane if you want to try it out for just 1 month. If you like it, you can let it ride month to month. Or convert it to a yearly, and I'll knock 10% off of the price. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy the free view of the Lost Zane recordings.
Good morning. It's the Eric Zane Show. The 3rd of February, 2017. Nice to have you here. Beautiful West Michigan, downtown Grand Rapids. Julius is here. Hey, buddy.
Good morning.
Ben is here. Hey, man.
Hey.
Everybody up and running. A lot of good things planned for you today. Friday edition of the show. Numbered at 203, our 203rd podcast. Masked as a radio show. 800-785-1073. Email the show, eric@ericzaneshow.com. We have an Eric Zane Show question of the day, hot on the heels of the ultra success we had in yesterday's question of the day. Today, what's the craziest thing you did at a sporting event or at a Super Bowl party? It's the weekend for that. You can call in with those at 800-785-1073. Or email them along, eric@ericzaneshow.com. We had Jeremy call up yesterday about whose New Year's resolution has gone down the tubes. He had started one, at least in speaking it out. I'm giving up pop or soda. He drinks 4 2-liters a day. Ungodly amount. And he kept being wishy-washy about it, saying, I'm thinking about maybe I should say. I was like, no, forget it. Just do it. And I said to him, I go, spend the next hour not drinking any pop. And then let me know how that goes.
Your stomach's got to be just disintegrating if you drink that much, right? All that sugar and carbonation.
That's what I'm thinking. And so apparently he made an hour. He wrote, dumped out my entire 2-liter of Ruby Red Squirt when I got to work. Only way I could stop myself from drinking it. I already started to freak out. And I wrote, ha ha, keep drinking water. And then at 5:30, I texted him, please tell me you haven't drank any soda. He said, nope. Actually, I'm in the middle of running right now. I'm not going to lie. This is killing me. And then I wrote, don't be a pee. Rhymes with wussy. And then he wrote, ha ha ha, getting home later. That will be the true test.
Don't be a pee.
And I wrote, BS, you got this. He says, well, so far, this is the longest I have gone without it. And I wrote, it'll get easier. Don't bitch out. He says, I'm going to make a serious effort not to. And I go, wait, this quote sucks. I am going to make a serious effort not to. I go, and then I wrote, here's what you say. I will do it. Then I wrote, go bleep yourself. I'm looking forward to hearing how he did at some point today. Just, okay, because now everybody's like invested. We want to know if this guy can stop drinking 4 2-liters a day.
I can't believe Ruby Red Squirt is one of the top ones. That's awful. Oh, I can't even drink like a 20 ounce of that. It's so nasty. It's so sweet. You just feel like squirt is good once a month, maybe. Maybe.
So we will find out. 800-785-1073. Craziest thing you did at a sporting event or at a Super Bowl party. I threw my own Super Bowl party one time.
Oh, yeah?
I was alone. It was the one where the Jake Delhomme-led Carolina Panthers lost to the Patriots.
That was a good one.
It was a very good one. Last second field goal, if I remember correctly.
Seems like most of the Super Bowl wins the Patriots have been good games. The ones they, well, oh no, God. Even the ones they hadn't won. Like the David Tyree catch when he caught it on his helmet.
Yes.
Like the first two were won by field goals, essentially. They always play in a good game. The last one, obviously, that was the interception on the line.
Man, that was just
They played in the good games.
Yeah, I'll never forget it because my wife was at work and my kids were all very young. And I'm like, all right, it's time for the Super Bowl. So I started making food. And I made everything. And this came back to haunt me because, and some of you may have heard this story before, it was like steak on the grill, cocktail wieners, deviled eggs, not to mention all the chips, crackers, cheese, soda. I drank it like Jeremy going out of style. And then my wife's still at work. It's like the game has been over for half an hour. And
were you just covered in cheese waiting for your wife?
I'm laying there. And
covered in cheese?
No. And then all of a sudden, I didn't feel so good. Ben, this is that story where because of my own Super Bowl party, I threw up. I ate so much on my own
yourself.
That I barfed. Who does that? What a nightmare. Yeah, I'm the only one that would do that. No. Forget the fact that most people, when they get sick, it's from drinking too much. I'm the only person I know who just eats so much, causing me to barf.
What did you eat? Like, what put it over the edge?
I'm not sure, man. Like I said, I was eating all of that, and it was like, oh my gosh, just too much.
Diana, I have a tum-tum ache. I imagine that's kind of how that conversation went. My tum-tum hurts.
Hey, friends, it's your pal EZ with my latest and greatest marketing partner, Mint Mobile. I know a lot of you have been through the ringer when it comes to costs with big wireless. As you know, what you see is never what you get. You ever have that happen where you get in there and you're like, okay, they're like, you're going to get this, this, and this, and this, and then you pay us this. And you go, oh, yeah. And then, like, you get the bill and you're like, what the hell just happened? It's like bait and switch. And then you call in and you realize that you're screwed. So you're like, oh my God, I might as well just keep overpaying for this. Never again. Enter Mint Mobile. You never have to worry about the gotchas ever again. When Mint Mobile says $15 a month, when you purchase a 3-month plan, they mean it. I've done this. You should too. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is here to the rescue with premium wireless plans starting at $15 a month. My God! To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Zane. mintmobile.com/Zane. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month and give the other guys the big heave-ho. mintmobile.com/Zane. All right, fine print time. $45 upfront payment required. That's equivalent to the $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigs on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
She got home and she sees me and I'm a mess. And I'm like, yeah, I ate myself sick. 800-785-1073. Craziest thing you did at a sporting event or at a Super Bowl party. Nowadays, I love watching the game at home. I don't like going out anywhere. No. I just like watching the game.
Seems like that's something that has kind of gone away. Like the big Super Bowl parties.
Yeah.
Or even going out to bars, really. Everyone has like nice TVs now, so that you can just stay at home and watch
that's
it.
That's the
thing. That's what I read. I don't remember where I read it, but someone wrote that now that people have these amazing TVs, they don't have to go out. They don't even want to go out. They'd rather sit in their own home and watch it on their amazing TV.
Right.
Make their own food.
Yesterday I was watching TV, and Fox 17 did a story about this couple that is involved in a Craigslist scam. Now, they're not the ones who've put it on, but they're the victims of it. What was interesting to me was this couple, I know who they are. I've actually we're friends on Facebook. I've known them for years. I haven't talked in a while, but their daughter played softball with Jackie. So when I saw it, I went, oh, my God. I know these people, Kelly and Bill.
So don't rip them.
And welcome back. I'm Derek Francis in for Christian Frank.
And I'm Michelle DeSalms. Tonight, a West Michigan couple moved into what they thought was their dream home, only to find themselves in a nightmare.
Yeah, they say their home was repeatedly posted on Craigslist to rent, even though they're still living inside. Our problem solver, Darren Cunningham, in the newsroom now.
So, and if you caught that, their home, they live in their home, and it's been put on the market for rent on a Craigslist scam.
More on their story tonight, Darren.
Yeah, good evening. Take a look at these screenshots. These are rental ads posted on Craigslist, each one days or sometimes weeks apart, all for the same home. The problem, the people living inside had no idea.
We looked all over the west side. We spent months. I can't tell you how many houses I looked at. And this is the one that finally suited everything, all our needs.
But it seems a blessing also turned out to be a curse for Bill and Kelly Dowdy. Soon after moving into this Grand Rapids rental on Valley Avenue in November, they began getting uninvited guests.
He was three quarters the way in the window before I grabbed a hold of him.
Not pests, but people.
Who sticks their head into a window like
right.
that? Even if you are checking it out, a window's open, you stick half your body through there?
That's what happened. And then Bill grabbed him like he was going to put, a diamond cutter move like Diamond Dallas Page on him.
Who they say randomly started peering into and even entering their home, thinking it was available to rent.
What was each person telling you as far as where they saw the ad?
Craigslist.
Multiple postings popping up over the next 3 months.
It seemed like the more I marked it prohibited or spam, the more it would go back up.
Whatever we can do, we have done with them. And they don't care.
The house was listed for $600 a month, a real steal considering the Dodies pay more than $900. So the couple took matters into their own hands, making their own posters to put out front. And even
now, if you look at the front of the house, the shots that they show, it's like,
not for rent.
Home is occupied. Stay out.
Even getting Grand Rapids police to post official no trespassing signs. But it still wasn't enough. They say people kept coming to the door, saying they had filled out this application.
And I go, it's a scam. But some of them are like, I'm so sorry. I'm glad I came here first before I sent this guy $500.
A few people have told me that they have already sent him money.
Money wired Western Union with promises they'd receive a key in return.
So is it that simple? You just put up a piece of property and say, send me money and it's yours, and then that's it?
It seems like it. You think it would be a little bit harder to, scam people out of money. We could do that. Now,
yeah,
I'm not going to.
I can do it at my own house for rent. I mean, hell, I'm okay with people peering in the windows if suckers are going to send me cash.
So I called the number listed in the ad.
Call rejected. Okay.
It no longer worked, but the Dowdies are sure their house isn't the only scam listing. So they want to warn other potential victims.
What happens when I get in a situation where I'm confronted with people in my own home and I have to make a decision?
So he's talking about shooting him, no doubt, right?
Yeah, that's what it seemed like. That's what popped in my head. What I was going to say, shoot him, I don't know.
What's best for my family?
We just want to live peacefully and finally get to know our neighbors without them having all kinds of strange people pulling in here and wondering what's going on.
And I reached out to Craigslist multiple times over the past 2 weeks, and I am awaiting.
How do you you reach out to Craigslist?
I don't know.
Yeah, I reached out to Craigslist.
Hey, is Craig there?
Yeah. Craig, look, calling about your list.
Craig, yeah, I was looking at your list, and this house should not be on there, Craig.
Their response, the Dowdies say it's been about 2 weeks since the last posting went up on Craigslist, but they are keeping their eyes peeled. And if you're wondering, it's...
Did he say peeled?
Yeah.
Apparently not the management company posting this, and the Dowdies have an 18-month lease, about 15 months to go. Live in the newsroom this evening. Yeah.
So they're sitting there living, and it's not uncommon for someone to just come bang on the door, look in the window, peer it, lean in the window.
Instead, this PI, I know he's not a PI, but a Fox 17 guy, he's calling Craigslist, call the landlord. Why didn't they interview the landlord? Seems like he'd be the guy to go to, right?
Well, he should at least be talked to.
Like, hey, are you scamming people?
I don't think it's a landlord. I think it's just as simple as grabbing an image off Craigslist.
Yeah. Well, why this house?
Probably because it was at one point maybe on the market. I don't know. People might have gotten used to seeing it. I'm not sure.
I have seen this house, actually. Pop up and stuff.
Okay.
Like when we were looking for an apartment a while back, I had seen this house. Now I'm wondering if it was a scam back then.
I don't trust anything on Craigslist.
No.
I don't like putting anything on Craigslist.
No, I would never do that.
You know, even the whole business about, hey, there's some wood in my front yard. Come get it.
There's another type of wood that they advertise on Craigslist.
And then these morons who go and look at the... all these sex ads that are on.
Oh, God.
It.
Ugh.
They're all cops. They gotta be, right?
I imagine. Even if it wasn't, who's advertising on Craigslist?
You know, all the weirdo things you can look into on Craigslist. Someone told me that 9 times out of 10, it's a cop on the other side of that trying to break up some type of prostitution ring.
Let's see. Women seeking men.
Ben, you know where this is. Don't you have it bookmarked? 800-785-1073. You can email Eric at ericzaneshow.com for the Eric Zane Show question of the day. What's the craziest thing you did at a sporting event or at the Super Bowl or at a Super Bowl party? We'll take those calls all morning long at 800-785-1073.
So overeating is the craziest thing you've ever done at a Super Bowl party?
Yeah, man. You see, the thing is with me, you know, I don't drink, so... I've never really done anything that's strange at a Super Bowl party. I especially lately, I just don't go to them. So, no. How about you?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Really, yeah.
Ben, anything come to mind?
No, not at all.
We might have to change this question.
Well, knowing my luck, we will.
What's your go-to Super Bowl dish?
I'm not doing that.
What? And why is it Chinese food?
Why? Call us with food you like.
Yes.
Call us with your favorite. Well, hell, you were spot on the Werner's or ginger ale or the Werner's or what was it? The
Canada Dry?
Or Canada Dry. We couldn't get with nonstop calls on that. Damn it. Later on, in this hour, we need to talk about the documentary that premiered called This Was the XFL, the 30 for 30 documentary last night. We'll do that in about a half of an hour. Man, that was interesting.
I didn't see it.
It was really good.
I was in bed by like 8:20 yesterday. I just passed out.
Did you check it out?
So tired.
Yeah, I watched it because I was expecting both of you guys to watch it, and I figured we'd talk about it.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was good. I can't wait to talk about it, especially the part about, I had forgotten about the contentious conversation between Bob Costas and Vince McMahon that took place as the XFL was starting to flounder. Costas interviewed him on Real Sports. Amazing stuff. We also have prizes to give away. A lot of them. We'll play 1 second Name That Tune at right around 7:25. We'll get to that. Also, Bet on Ben makes its second appearance in a row at around 8:25. Ben will be on the hot seat. Chance for you to win more prizes a little bit later on. But coming up in the very next segment, we'll replay Dear Meathead for the early crowd, as my dad joined us again for that. We'll get into that coming up in just a few short minutes. And if anyone asks you who you listen to, tell them the Eric Zane Show on 107.3, WBBL.
That's it. My free view of the Lost Zane recordings. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane. See ya.